Wisconsin's technical colleges are educating students who want to be truck drivers and dental assistants, as well as those who will go on to get four-year degrees. Some have enrolled in the Chippewa Valley Technical College in Eau Claire because they couldn't find a job with that four-year degree or have been laid off. However, economics teacher Carmen Iannarelli is upset that financial aid for tech school students could be much lower this year than for university students. That makes no sense, she says, because preparing people for work means they will eventually pay taxes.
So I think investing in human capital or education, pretty hard to convince me there's any other way to go.
What if there isn't any money?
I think we have to find money. We seem to have money to do other things in our federal budget, and maybe if we shifted some of the money back to education.
Paralegal instructor Linda Oliver says students are very aware of who's getting federal help.
Why they aren't getting some kind of bailout relief on their loans like AIG was getting. So I'm just wondering how we're going to get this financial aid.
We're trying to figure out a way to reduce these costs.
Congressman Ron Kind says one way is an old idea. Cut private banks out of the loan program.
We're saying let's just go with the direct student loan program now, directly from the federal government to the students. And if we do that one thing alone, we'll save over $40 billion over the next 10 years.
Meanwhile, as a sign of the clout that two-year colleges have, President Obama just made a California Community College Chancellor the nation's Undersecretary of Education. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.